Michael Irvin joins us now. Always love talking to Michael Irvin about a variety of different things. So I ask you, Michael, as a proud man who has always been someone who has his principles, if Dan Gilbert writes that letter about you, do you consider ever in your life going back to play for Dan Gilbert and help Dan Gilbert get profits?
Well, there's always two things I would have to consider if I'm LeBron in that situation. First, I would have to consider, do I hate Dan Gilbert enough? Do I hate him more than I love my family? That's the question. Even if I didn't like the letter and I want to go home to family, that gives Dan Gilbert a little slight, and that gives him a little heads up in my favor, because I'm going to say, I'm not going to allow your hate, my hate for you, or my disdain for you, or my dislike for you, and I'm not saying that he has that, to stop my love for my family. So that would not be the situation. I would not allow that to stop me, if that's really what I wanted to do.
Michael Irvin with us on ESPN Radio. I'm curious what you've made of the Josh Gordon situation in Cleveland. What do you do if you're Cleveland?
Well, what do you mean, what do? You continue, if I'm Cleveland, and every situation is different. You know, every situation is different. And the key, I think, to this all, when you're talking about recovery, I think you have to be very careful. You know, we would all like to think, and most of us that have gone through any kind of strongholds or recovery issues, that what has worked for us works for everybody, but that is so far from the truth. This is a different situation. Quite honestly, and I love Chris Carter to death, I thought that was a bit irresponsible of him to make the comment about releasing Josh Gordon. You know, what worked for Chris? What worked for one? When we're talking about true recovery, may not work for the other. So you can't make a blanket statement and just say, work for me, it'll work for him. That's not necessarily the truth, and I thought it was a bit irresponsible. We have to be very careful in this position, given the situation where you're trying to help people, you're truly trying to help people, and then also turn around, because when you're saying, oh yeah, I'm mentoring and I'm helping, and people start thinking that you have insight on the situation or the issue are the problem. So when you come out and make those kind of comments, and you're not in his sessions with his professional help, getting him, if you don't know what's going on in those sessions, then you're being irresponsible. And I was a bit disappointed that Chris Carter made that statement.
Michael, I've known you for a long time, and the fact that you just said that on the radio, I know that privately, I know you, Michael, you must have been hot when you heard those comments, when you heard Chris Carter's comments, and you were like, how can you speak on behalf of everybody when this is clearly a problem that Josh Gordon doesn't have any control over?
And this is a brain disease, and addiction is a brain disease. And you know, we act as if someone should, how can you make that decision? You must be stupid. He's not. That's why they call substances dope, because it makes you less intelligent, and you make the poor decision. It's a brain disease, and it affects everybody differently. And I was so hot when I heard it. I was so hot, you know. And I love Chris Carter, and he's a good dude, and I know what he's trying to do, and he's doing his job, because his job is to bring his experience to the desk, to a microphone, and share with his experiences. But when he's touching these lines that he's touching, just like I am touching, you know, when I'm trying to help guys recover, you're trying to mentor guys, and you're on TV, and you got to toe a thin line here. You have to toe a very thin line, and you cannot, because people consider, you talk to Josh, you must know more than we know. If you say they need to cut him, then my God, maybe they should cut him. Now, isolation for Chris may have been the best thing. Separation for Chris may have been the best thing. For Josh, maybe it's the worst thing. And I'm going to put a little personal on this, just even though I love Chris to death. I don't know what year it was. We were in the Pro Bowl. And all Chris is trying to do, he's just trying to share his experiences here. He said to my wife, and he said to my wife, you know, Mike would never, he would never come out of this problem until you leave him. For years I've held it. I never shared that with anybody. I never in my life shared that with anybody. I was so irked with Chris because he was out of line then. His ass is out of line now. He is out of line.
Whoa, I can't even imagine how hot you were about that. I can't imagine
how you held that in.
I'm surprised that you're on here saying how much you love Chris Carter in spite of that. I guess that speaks to your forgiveness.
I understand the difficulty of what he's trying to do. That's why I'm telling you. I understand. He wants to help, and I understand that. But he has to meet with people. You got to talk with people. I meet with doctors that meet with players that have substance issues. I meet with these doctors. I talk to these doctors. I talk about issues that these guys are going through. And the worst thing sometimes you do is to isolate them. I would never say on air, given the position I'm given, that a team should cut somebody unless I get it from this professional help. That separation and isolation will give him a revelation about his situation. If I don't get that from the doctor, not a football player, not anybody that is upstairs, I don't get it from the doctor, then I don't repeat it and I don't say it.
Michael Irvin with us here on ESPN Radio. I'm wondering, did you confront Chris after your wife told you that story?
I never said that. I never told him that. Nope. Never confronted him with it because I know just because he spoke it didn't make it reality and it wasn't going to be my reality. So, you know, that situation. But in this situation, because people know that Josh talks with Chris, it was seen to somebody may imply or infer. Well, they'll have to infer. Infer means I got it from some kind of evidence. They would have to infer that they may infer that Chris is in on the doctor session. And on the recovery sessions and part of the recovery, and he's making this statement. That's what I said. Chris, if he makes that statement, he wants to say, you know, I know it was best. It was the best thing that happened for me. That was being released. And then you can make that statement because that's the truth. If that's the truth, that's the truth. Share the truth. If you're in the sessions saying, hey, I'm in on the sessions with him. I'm with his therapist. And boy, I think they need to cut him. And you can share that. But if you want to share that and if you feel comfortable sharing that kind of – but if you don't got that kind of information, you can't say that. You can't say that because people think that he's being on the sessions and he knows what's best. And he does, that's not the reality. I just thought it was a little – yeah, it was shaky and scary. It was hurt.
You've addressed much of this. Michael Irvin with us on ESPN Radio. But I'm just curious how you react – to what is the knee-jerk judgment reaction of many a fan and many a media member saying, man, Josh Gordon, what an idiot.
Problem.
What an idiot.
That's the problem, Dan. That's the problem. I understand that. That's why I told you this is a brain disease. I don't mind you calling him an idiot. Call him an idiot. I was an idiot. Call it what you want. You know what I mean? That's not the issue. The fan's not the problem. Now, fans, call him an idiot. Call him what you want. But you can't be inside or portraying to be inside, portraying to be helping or trying to help in recovery and make those kind of statements. That's all I'm saying. You know, I know Chris. Chris does a great job what he's trying to do, but you got to be careful of those. I talked to the doctor. I talked to Dr. Underwood today about this because I don't want to go and say stuff that is not reality. And I said, Doc, make sure I'm right on this. We cannot make blanket statements when it comes to recovery. She said, it's the worst thing in the world you can do. The one thing you can tell when you say, is somebody really working towards recovery? Because what we're seeing, the substance is just the fruit of the issue. The real issue that you're trying to get to is the root of the issue. Why are we reverting to the substance? In the root of the issue, well, if I haven't been hearing some of the things that I've been hearing, The root of the issue is, why are we doing this? It's not just that we're doing it. It's why are we doing it? What happened in your history, tell me your story, that makes you revert to this? So you got to go and uproot the root. Now, I have heard Josh talk about some of the things in his history. The way you can tell a kid or anybody is not anywhere near recovery, you won't hear anything about what has happened in his history. You will just hear that he keeps saying, I promise I'm not going to do it this time, I promise. But the fact that the guy is sharing some of the issues that he's had in his history with his family, things to that verse, is saying he's on his road to recovery. It maybe don't happen when you want it to happen, but it's not about you. It may not happen when the NFL wants it to happen. It's not about the NFL, and it may not happen when the Cleveland Brown fans want it to happen, and it's not about them either. It's about that kid. It's about that damn thing. We can't be making blanket statements like that. And yes, I am upset about it. And yes, I will. I didn't address Chris about mine, but I will address him about this. I will see him, and I will address him about this, because I think he has to be careful.
Michael, always excellent on all subjects, sir. Know you're passionate about this one. Thank you for sharing. Always a better place. Sports always a better place when we can exhibit some empathy and turn down the volume on some of our judgment. We appreciate your honesty, sir.
Thank you.